This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats stole defeat from the jaws of victory, thought they had absolutely made it. Hillary Clinton would be elected. This would all be swept under the rug. No Russian collusion. No harm, no foul. Let's move on with our progressive agenda of destroying the greatest country that God ever allowed to be made on this planet. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Hey, before I get into some politics of everything, we're having a big rally in the Gilbert, Arizona area on April the 15th. It's a tax day rally, a fight against socialism. And we've got America's Voice that is sponsoring the event. They're going to film it and stream it, et cetera, so you'll get more information about that. And we'll be making some announcements about them soon as well. But if you happen to know people in the Gilbert, which is near Phoenix area, let them know about the rally because we need as many people to show up to this thing as possible. We've got Laura Loomers coming in. I invited my buddy Dan Bongino. We've got our Congressman Andy Biggs, who is a big proponent of the Tea Party movement. So he's one of the good guys. We've got one of my buddies, a billionaire Foster Freeze, has agreed to fly in and speak. So it's going to be an amazing rally. I hope you guys can let people know. In the Arizona area, this is where we're going to be holding our big rally. Just this whole thing with Mueller is funny to me because the Democrats are pretending they've won. I mean, they really believe they want people to believe that, you know, there's the Russian collusion thing still exists, even when their guy is their champion. Couldn't drag it over the finish line. I mean, with all the things that were stacked against them, Donald Trump, that is, they couldn't do it. And so now they've got to regroup. Now, they've known about this. They've known about this for months. There have been no leaks about the Mueller investigation because there's been nothing to report. So they've already set the stage that, okay, when this comes out, we have to pretend that this isn't the end-all be-all. There's still more. Oh, no. This is only the beginning. Now, I want you to understand a few things about Donald Trump. He told you what was going on in government and in politics. In 2016, he was vindicated with his victory, right? Then he told you about Brett Kavanaugh and put him in the Supreme Court. He was right. He told you about Covington and the idea that this Indian vet, so-called former Marine, was supposedly being harassed by this young white guy, and he was right on that. He told you about immigration and the border wall. He was right on that. He told you about Jussie Smollett. I'm giving you things about what has come out that you know, okay, the left lied. You know about that. He told you multiple times, hundreds of times, there was no Russian collusion. He was right. He told us about Spygate. And said, you know what? These guys have been monitoring my campaign. They've been monitoring you. It's a big, you know, boondoggle, a witch hunt, etc. He was right. He told you about terrorists that we've been taking advantage of. He was right. He told us about North Korea. He was right, right? So what do you think is going to happen in 2020? Well, I don't know. Hey, lefties, are you listening? It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in. Nancy Pelosi wonders what the world thinks of us for not finding out, you know, with the Russian collusion and with Donald Trump and all that. Well, the world, according to Michelle Malkin, who tweeted, starving Venezuelans, oppressed Iranian gays and women, imprisoned Chinese dissidents, unemployed French protesters have bigger things on their mind than our little problem here of Democrats lying about Russian collusion. Great tweet there, Michelle. Good friend of mine, Michelle Malkin. Then we've got This is what I really like to understand. I think this is how you put it in perspective. And I don't know what the RNC is going to do. Hey, Rona, here's some hints. You might want to start running some ads on black radio stations and what have you, talking about the 40 FBI agents, the 2,800 subpoenas, the 500 witnesses, the 500 search warrants, the 230 communications records, 50 phone taps, 13 foreign government intel requests that vetted out no collusion and insufficient evidence of obstruction of justice. And oh, by the way, never any intent for those who want to give the Comey analysis of all of this. And Molly Hemingway said this. She tweeted this. She says, imagine how profoundly disorienting this moment is for consumers of liberal media who were peddled a delusional and dangerous conspiracy theory as legitimate news. Yeah. In other words, these are the people that went out there and put their faith yet again in the news sources that they've come to rely on, only to find out, boom, you lost. Just like they were told in 2016, Hillary Clinton would not lose. Boom, you lost. And I don't even want to go into all the other things that they talked about with Donald Trump that was supposedly, oh, Donald Trump is bad, Armageddon, this, that, and the other. How much of that do you, look, I'm not, this is a rhetorical question because I don't have the answer. But how much of that do you think the leftists can take? How many disappointments? So let me put it a different way. How much winning are you getting used to experiencing? Some people don't know how to win. Let me explain it from a winner's perspective, because I'm a winner. What you do is you embrace it, and you understand that you win, you know how to win, and you know how to make sure that you're going to continue winning. And let me explain how you do that. You do that by practicing, perfectly practicing. As I say to my sons, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. You must strive for excellence in what you do. And the excellence for us is based in a very simple word. You want to know what it is? It's a tricky one because Democrats don't understand it. They don't have a concept of it. It's called truth. See, if this were Obama, I'd be saying the same thing. It is a witch hunt. This man didn't collude with Russia. Now, in the case of Obama, he probably did collude with other governments, but or at least took their money. But in the case of Donald Trump, he didn't. And if we were to flip places and it was Donald Trump, it was Barack Obama sitting in this location right now, I guarantee you the majority of us would be saying, this should be stopped. I may not like his politics, but this should be stopped. This is not the way we are in America. And I truly mean it, and I know you do as well. When we come back, I want to talk more about the liberal media and the legitimate news of it all and the Pulitzer Prize.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, there will be hell to pay, Democrats. Don't think we are going to let this slide. There will be. And, you know, look, there's a tendency for people on the right to be naysayers. I don't know why. We're positive people, but boy, we have a tendency to just run to, oh, Kevin, do you hear what they're talking about? There's new conspiracies. And what? So what? So what? New lies. Don't worry about them. What's your agenda? What's your focus? Are you going to, oh, well, Kevin, you know 81 people, 81 new people, they don't have anything to do with it. You're right. They have nothing to do with it. So what are you concerned about? Somebody brings it up, you say, shut up, 81 people. They couldn't even, with the number of people that they had at their disposal, and I just read it off earlier, let me go back to that. 40 FBI agents, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, 230 communications records, 50 phone taps, and 13 foreign government intel requests, and they got nothing on Donald Trump. And you're concerned about the next 81 folks. Robert Mueller was given more latitude and more rope to hang himself, and he did it. and he hung the Democrats, and your concern about what comes next. Are they going to get him or not? I don't know, man. Stop. Why don't you start willing it is what you want to happen? Hey, guys, Mueller report's over. Time to go after the Democrats. Hey, Mueller, wonder why you never investigated the Democrats. You know, that's what we should be focused on. Congress, let's go for it. Anyway, more's coming up on that. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, what I want to talk about is a tweet that came up about the reporting that went on. I gave you guys some statistics a while back on the reporting, the number of times something was the number of times that they used the stories, number of stories that they ran on this whole thing. It was a crazy amount of stories. I mean, thousands and thousands of stories that were printed by or covered by the media. MSNBC talking about Trump, 3,000-4,000 times. I'm talking about with respect to the Russian collusion. So here are the numbers, just so we can repeat it. Washington Post, 1,184 times. New York Times, 1,156. 1,965 for CNN. 4,202, the number of stories that were run on the Mueller investigation since September. 13 stories per day, all about an investigation that vetted absolutely nothing, no evidence against Donald Trump. It proved there was no crime on behalf of the Trump administration, something you already knew, and they covered it thousands of times just since September. But what's most interesting to me is what happens with this reporting, because there's this thing called the Pulitzer Prize. And if you're like me, you disregard these awards that leftists give themselves. And I have a lot of evidence to back this up. I don't care what award it is. It is not given based on the best journalism, the best reporting, etc. It's given based on who has the best ideology and who's most popular at the time. And I hate to say this, but we on the right are guilty of it too. I've watched awards been given to some people, and I shake my head and go, are you kidding? I mean, it'll be things like top black conservatives, and I know people that should be on that list that aren't on. I'm not talking about me. I usually make the list. Or I'll see, like blogger of the year, and I'll read the guy's work, and I go, or girl's work, and I go, that's not blogger of the year work. Or the people that get in, I hate to say this, but it's true. People that get to speak at CPAC. It's a popularity show. It isn't who's most relevant, who's really delivering the body of work. If that were the case, let me tell you, you're going to meet a whole lot of really cool people. There are some people out there who are spectacular at what they do. And I'm just beginning to know some of them, and I respect them. I really do. I'm beginning to really understand how this thing works. But I disregard these awards. The Nobel Peace Prize given to Obama, while this man waged three wars, hadn't done a thing to promote world peace or anything, any other kind of peace. It proved how meaningless it was. Even Nobel came back later on and went, you know what, guys? Got to tell you, probably shouldn't have given that award to Barack Obama. Really? How long did it take you to figure that out? Probably, huh? I don't know. In the wake of the Mueller report, where practically all fake news journalists it was a blatant lie about Russian collusion with the Trump administration. Anybody related to Trump, for that matter. And they bought into it. They bought into it like they bought into Jussie Smollett. Now let's reflect back on it. Because the New York Times and the Washington Post were given Pulitzer Prizes for their work. And it was a tweet by Molly Hemingway who actually was given it by a guy named Peter Heller, and that tipped me off to the atrocity of what we're dealing with. And here's what Molly wrote. I was joking about this just today. Yes, the WP, Washington Post, and New York Times won Pulitzers for their supposed stellar reporting on Trump's treasonous activity with Russia. It's too perfect. Pulitzers. I thought the media's reputation couldn't go lower than that. That it was in November of 2016. Boy, was I wrong. And they could go lower. I'm reading directly from Pulitzer's website, and here you go. National reporting. This is the Pulitzer for national reporting. Staff of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Here it is. For deeply sourced, relentlessly reported coverage in the public interest that dramatically furthered the nation's understanding of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and its connections to the Trump campaign, the president-elect's transition team and his eventual administration. The New York Times entry submitted in this category was moved into contention by the board and then jointly awarded the prize. But here's what they have. So the people specifically are Amy, Julia Harris, and Shoshona Walter of Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, Brett Murphy of USA Today. Now, understand how badly they blew this reporting, yet the Washington Post and the New York Times managed to win reporting's, journalism's, most prestigious award, the Pulitzer Prize. Go back and look at these articles. It isn't anybody giving you objective reporting saying, okay, here's what's being accused, but, you know, it's really funny. Let's go look back and see where it originated. The Steele dossier, it's been completely disemboweled. It's debunked. It's worthless. And now let's shift the let's see where the reporting shifts now that we've gotten the Mueller report. Anybody think that these Pulitzer Prize winning journalists, finger quotes, are going to actually go out and cover this story the way that it should be covered now? Do you think that's going to happen? Well, I don't, in case you need my answer, in case my sarcasm didn't come through enough. We got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was not too happy as well.
Do I think justice was served? No. What do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The House failed to override President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his national emergency declaration at the border. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 248-181 vote, which was far short of the two-thirds majority that was needed to override President Trump's first veto. President Trump is also on Capitol Hill having lunch with senators. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm just going to go by what we do know, and I must say, I don't think it looks good. No further indictments, which means not Don Jr., even after I love it memo, really? not Jared, not Manafort or Stone for working with the Russians. Did the Democrats put too much trust in the Mueller report? Because I don't need the Mueller report to know he's a traitor. I have a TV.
Yeah. And people are on their way to jail, have gone to jail. There's probably a farming out of other investigations. But, yes, if you have a TV or a Twitter account, you've already seen obstruction of justice. And so I think the team has seen that. But here's what's important, is that the public sees the report contemporaneously with the president. He should not be allowed to edit. He should not be allowed to restrict or sanitize. And Mueller has to come before Congress and tell us its veracity as far as what
Barr's... Can you make that happen?
Yeah, we're going to subpoena him. And Adam Schiff...
You subpoena Mueller?
So now defending yourself on TV or by Twitter or whatever is considered obstruction. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Donald Trump obstructed because how dare he fight back against the narrative? How dare this man become president of the United States when everything that was stacked up against him? Why didn't he just roll over? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. He should have just rolled over and done what he was supposed to do. Isn't that what McCain did? Isn't that what Romney did? Isn't that what Republicans do? And here's this man trying to, you know, do something different. How dare he? Oh, boy, that's what the left, they can't figure it out. That's what got them so triggered. And the more they press him, the more he fights back. Man, Donald Trump's like, they swing, whew, he's out of the way. Slapping the, you ever, I don't know if you've ever done this. You probably haven't. Most people haven't. But when you train to fight, so we have to train. I remember when I was going to get my first black belt, we had to fight multiple people. Most people will never fight multiple people. But when you train the way I have, you have to. And there are techniques you use. And one is, you don't try to block and strike, because while you're doing that, somebody else is attacking. You're just trying to get people out of the way. You're looking and avoiding, okay, for a lot. Then what you do, typically you grab the weakest member. You hit somebody, you know, make them hurt, get the weakest member, you put them in a chokehold or whatever, and you keep them in front of you. So while the other people are trying to hit you, they're hitting their friend. So they tend to back off. Then you finish off the friend. The one you're holding, the weakest member. I mean, I won't tell you what I would do to them, but because it's pretty graphic and brutal. But then you throw them aside, and now you've made you've shown what you're capable of. You get what I'm saying? This is what Donald Trump is saying. Bring it. They're swinging. Susu. He just bam, avoiding punches, and then finally he grabs the weakest member. Whew. I don't know who the weakest member is going to be. Is it going to be James Comey? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be Eric Holder? I know. Oh, Kevin, those are formidable opponents. They seem very, very. They're daunting. Those are some daunting people. Let me tell you what makes these people daunting. What makes them daunting is they've had the power behind them. They've had every part of government backing them up. If we haven't proven anything, we've proven that the FBI is crooked beyond belief. It is partisan to a fault. It hated Donald Trump, and they made no bones about it, and they started essentially this entire scenario with the idea that they would get rid of this guy. They knew better than we did. By the way, I talked earlier about this Pulitzer. Donald Trump should get a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting on Twitter about the crazy shenanigans of the left, the things that he uncovered in this election cycle, and what he tweeted about, beginning with when the general, I forget his name, but he's a hero. When that guy came to the Trump Tower and told him, "You're being spied on." What was his name? He's a general. Anyway, when that guy came to him and said, "You've been spied on," and Trump just zoop, zoop, they moved the entire operation to Mar-a-Lago, I think, or something like that. That was the beginning. And Donald Trump tweeted, if you remember, he said, "The Obama administration has been spying on me," or something to that effect. And everybody, "Oh, how dare he say such a thing?" He should be given a Pulitzer Prize. If there was a Pulitzer Prize for tweeting, it's journalism. Donald Trump is the most honest guy. He tells you exactly what's going to happen, and he should win that prize. But instead, they gave Pulitzer Prizes on this story to the New York Times and the Washington Post. Unbelievable. So these people, "I'm a Pulitzer Prize winning president for telling lies." We're not even doing good reporting. If reporting lies or innuendo or whatever that's what rises to the level of getting a Pulitzer? What's it worth? It's like Obama and the Nobel Peace Prize. It's worthless now. I mean, I'll take the $1 million, but the trophy? I'd toss it. What else should Donald Trump get prizes for? North Korea? Is there a World Peace Prize? Donald Trump has beat back ISIS. He's got Iran in check. He's got North Koreans singing Kumbaya, North and South Koreans singing Kumbaya. Interventionist of China. I haven't heard anything about Taiwan in a while. Russia is what have we heard of Putin? Other than when we bring it up, what have you heard of Putin? Not much. What about trades and tariffs? Remember when Donald Trump blew the whistle on our trade war and said the only war here is we're getting our butts kicked, and he started addressing trade? What about Donald Trump and the border wall and comprehensive immigration reform, which he has officially begun and is addressing? I know not to the satisfaction of Ann Coulter, but Ann, get over it. And what about Donald Trump calling out the crooked DOJ, who, by the way, segues into criminal justice reform? If you think about what these guys are doing to Trump, imagine what they're doing to the most downtrodden people of society, the tactics that they use to go after Mike Flynn and Papadopoulos and Carter Page and Manafort, Page being the one that got exonerated. And even though Page got exonerated, I want to, Richie, reflect back on what Adam Schiff said of him during the early and part of this so-called investigation that we now know as a farce.
According to Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence officer who is reportedly held in high regard by U.S. intelligence, Russian sources tell him that Page has also had a secret meeting with Igor Sechin, CEO of the Russian gas giant Rosneft. Sechin is reported to be a former KGB agent and close friend of Putin's. According to Steele's Russian sources, Page is offered brokerage fees by Sechin on a deal involving a 19% share of the company. According to Reuters, the sale of a 19.5% share of Rosneft later takes place with unknown purchasers and unknown brokerage fees.
Now, what was the outcome of all of that? It was lies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Adam Schiff going on in front of Congress, in front of the world, accusing a guy of taking bribes from Russian oligarchs, and it never happened. Using a guy's dossier who said that it happened, and they've proven that it never did, but they still want you to believe that it was legitimate for it to kick off all the other investigations. That's where we are today. And you wonder why Donald Trump is addressing criminal justice reform? He's calling out the crooked DOJ. He's calling out these crooked congressmen. He's calling out crooked Hillary Clinton. He's calling out the crooked Democrats, folks, the crooked leftists. And you would think that with everything that's going on, the media would say, you know what, guys, let's clean up our act. The Democrats would say, let's clean up our act. Do you believe that's happening? No. The Democrats and the media continue to conspire against Donald Trump, knowing that he's been exonerated, knowing this, knowing the multitude of lies. Look, go back and look at these interviews and all the people that were going to go down and all the allegations made against them by these Democrats, and then you can pick them apart person by person and ask yourself, why would you still let these people come on your media program? Why would you even want them? Why would the Democrats say, you know what, Adam Schiff, you deserve to keep your seat. Jerry Nadler, you deserve to keep your seat. Maxine Waters, you deserve to keep your seat. Why do these people never go anywhere? Ask yourself that. If Republicans were doing this, which to some degree they do, but not to this level, they wouldn't keep their seats. At the very least, we would get rid of them. The Democrats won't. They will reelect Maxine Waters, reelect Schiff, reelect Nadler, reelect Schumer, all of them, knowing that these people are nothing but blatant liars. Man. And the media is part of it, part of the conspiracy. It's really shameful. Here's another little factoid. Do we have time to talk about this? I told you guys the cake's going to hit the fan, and it's already starting. Now, it's too bad we don't control the House, because this would make it a lot simpler. But that's okay. It's still coming out, because now we've learned that the GOP and the House is going to make criminal referrals to Attorney General William Barr for officials who, quote, perpetrated this hoax for 3+ years in an attempted coup of the President of the United States.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE. .com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I always like to look at when a big story breaks, I always like to look at it and go, what are we not looking at then? You know, because it was a big deal. The Mueller report, we've been waiting on it. It was supposed to come out before the election. Mueller didn't want this thing to come out before the election. It would have influenced the election. Think about it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. If Mueller had released this before the election, Donald Trump probably wouldn't have lost the House. I mean, the left was still going to cheat, but he probably wouldn't have lost the House because it would have had a significant influence. Now it's having an influence on the 2020 election cycle and early enough to where the left is going to put their spin on it. But here's what I tell you guys. They've known everything they've needed to know about this report for months. They wrote it. If you don't believe that the people who are part of Mueller's team weren't corresponding back with these other folks, it's ridiculous. We didn't get any leaks, right? Nothing to leak. What I tell you guys, it was funny, a guy wrote to me, I forget his name, but he was all concerned of, Kevin, what's this report going to say? I said, this report's going to exonerate Donald Trump. Now, it's going to exonerate Donald Trump for a couple of reasons. One, Trump did nothing. And number two, if it was going to do something different, you'd know about it. You'd get some indication. Anytime the left is believe themselves to have a leg up, there's a leak. And it comes from somebody associated with Adam Schiff. That's how it happens. But no, they got nothing. They got bupkis. That's what they got. But anyway, what got kicked out of the news cycle? Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez commended New Zealand for getting rid of its, quote, assault weapons. As if that's going to stop anybody from shooting anybody anywhere. All these countries pretty much have gotten rid of assault weapons. It's not going to stop anything. But she commended them, and she continues with the Green New Deal and on, and the Democrats are happy. Because they don't like it when this woman is in the news. And she's obviously uncontrollable. Probably have to put some ricin, you know, hit her with a little thing of ricin. Because that's what they'll do. They will assassinate you. Don't be surprised. I'm not trying to be morbid here, but I'm going to tell you. Don't be surprised if somehow, either through a major scandal or a health issue, Ocasio-Cortez has to leave Congress. Don't be surprised. And it won't be Republicans kicking her out, because they're fine with her. The other thing, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I keep asking, where is she? They tell us she's ruling on stuff. Where is this justice? Now, I'm not telling you that, you know, I don't follow Gorsuch around. I don't follow Kavanaugh around. I don't follow even my good friend Clarence Thomas around. But I know they're there. You don't hear. Google RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and tell me what you find. No pictures. I told you she just celebrated her 86th birthday a couple Fridays ago. Not a word. Not a peep out of the left. No big celebrations, no big RBG, you know, TV appearance thing, nothing to let us know. Look, she's virile, she's vibrant. They talk about her. They, oh man, she's got an amazing workout routine, and she's this, and she's got all her faculties. Well, I'd like to see it. But she's out. What's going on with Jussie Smollett? Anybody got an update on that case? Last time I checked, he was either going into rehab or he was pleading not guilty. Then they said, no, he was saying it was a drug-related thing that made him think of such and such, or, you know, drinking drugs, crazy. Here's what I know. I know what he did. He tried to make it appear as though you and me, we good, solid American citizens, pro-Trump, not anti-anything for that matter, pro-America, pro-Trump, pro the best solution for getting this country turned around, people were stalking him because of his show and because of his sexuality and his color, and we beat him up in Chicago, Illinois on a frigidly cold night. That's what he was saying. And what's the outcome? Media silence. Nobody wants to talk about Jussie. Okay, they're slowly stripping away his stuff. He didn't get renewed. I don't even know if that's the case. He got written out in the last couple of episodes. Don't be surprised if Smollett's back on Empire, and he's doing better than before, and this is all swept under the rug, unless, here it comes, folks, you don't allow it. You demand justice. You stay on Chicago PD. If you don't, let me tell you what they're going to do. They will quietly drop the charges, and Jussie will move on. And nobody will say a word for him for the next year or two. He'll just go write shows, do obscure stuff, off-Broadway crap, whatever he may be doing, and that'll be the end. Unless you speak up. I'm going to continue to speak up. Did you guys hear about Ukraine suing Hillary Clinton? Yeah, essentially on the U.S. election. See, America may have shirked its responsibilities due to the deep state swamp rats, but Comey's FBI doesn't control what other countries can do, and that's why the Ukraine decided to get involved. Ukraine. A senior Ukrainian official told The Hill that he had launched an investigation into members of his government over the alleged plot to boost Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. Now, that should be a big story, considering how closely tied it is to Russia. Lutsenko is probing a claim from a member of the Ukrainian parliament that the director of the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, NABU, Artem Sitnik, attempted to the benefit of the U.S. presidential election on behalf of Hillary Clinton. They wrote it wrong, but tried to benefit Hillary is what they were essentially saying. Nothing. Now, if this guy had any connection at all to anybody involving Donald Trump, this would have been huge news. But there's not going to be any report on this.
Oh, no, of course not. What about Robert Kraft? Yeah, he was a big news story because the left hate Kraft. They hate the Patriots. They hate the name of his team. They hate that he's a pro-Donald Trumper. They hate that his quarterback is a pro-Donald Trumper. And so when the news came of this sex scandal, you know, if you want to call it that, where the guy's, you know, going to bathhouses or something, I don't know where he's going. Was it massage parlors and getting happy endings? Which, quite frankly, is no news. No news. I mean, there are many scenarios where he could get his happy ending and nobody be the wiser. But there's no news on it, except Bob Kraft is apologizing now. That's what we heard, right? He's apologizing. I'm very surprised this one hasn't. They've sort of tried to swing it back, you know, to make it as anti-Trumpy, because they gave Kraft a deal where if he, we talked about it the other day, where if he pleads guilty, I mean, they'll drop the charges if he says, I won't do it again and I'm sorry I did it. And he did it. He capitulated. Maybe it was the easiest thing for him to do, but whatever. I'm not mad at him. What are we not talking about? We're not talking about the border wall, right? We're not talking about that. Which, by the way, Trump is winning. Yeah, because the left don't want you to understand he's winning. The border wall, no longer the big deal. We're not talking about that education scandal. Remember that? I have a lot more to talk about on that. I'm not going to be able to do it today. But I have a lot more on that education scandal. Because you know who it really points the finger at? Yeah, you're not going to believe this. The Obamas. That's who it points the finger at. We're not talking about Robert O'Rourke and his crazy antics of wanting to kill people, kill kids or something. Remember? And what else? What else is there about this guy that we need to be discussing? Host the stuff. So the education scandal, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Big news. Quite frankly, that's news. I'm circling back because I'm going to come back to O'Rourke. But that's big enough news to have the NAACP talking about these two white women, rich white women, are getting kids into colleges and universities ahead of black kids, thwarting the affirmative action system. I haven't heard anything close to that. Do we have a list of the kids that are involved? I mean, is this like a Harvey Weinstein where, okay, one girl or two to say, it did it to me, and then 30 more chime on and, you know, climb onto the case, and you're like, well, where can we get to know who they were? Well, they wish to remain anonymous. Well, who else wishes to remain anonymous? Oh, boy, so Beto. Well, I'm not going to call him Beto. Robert O'Rourke. We should all call ourselves Beto to mock his name, Beto. But Robert O'Rourke, he's out of the news cycle and should stay in the news cycle because he's the fact that the Democrats want him as their president, I find interesting. Let's keep him in the news cycle. There's a ton of things out there that once we get our hooks into another story, then it's over. Suddenly, the Jussie Smollett thing, which I've told you guys is a huge deal, it's over. Suddenly, AOC's not in the limelight. We got to leave her there. Because if we don't, it's over, right? These Hollywood education madams is what I think of them as. Done. And what about the good things that Trump has done during this entire time? You hearing any good news? Other than the fact that Robert Kraft got off, there's not a whole lot to report. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.